Welcome back to Telstra AFL Trade Radio. Trade mornings for IG Markets. 45 years of financial experience. It's always good reminiscing, Dale, about the best players that you played with.
Absolutely.
You played with a lot of good players.
On and off the field. I've just got a, there's a tweet that's come through, and I think this summarises. It's from Beck Greenwood regarding Jack Stephen being a Saints supporter.
Okay.
We are sad to see him go, but Saints fans just want to see the best for him, to be honest. We will always love you, Stuv.
Stuv, yeah.
Jack Stephen's nickname, good luck.
Stuv, just Stephen Stuv?
I actually don't know.
You don't know where the nickname came from?
Not.
You played how many years with him?
Couple,
didn't you? Five or six?
I'm just trying to say how the fans are feeling about Jack. And you summarised it really well. That was well said by you. And that's how the fans have spoken. So you do. If it gets through and the Saints get back
it's
58,
yep,
then we
done.
Wish him all the very best.
Well done to Jack Stephen. Amazing career with the Saints.
And the Cats. Well done to the Cats for the future.
Yes, well done to the Cats. And good luck to Jack with everything on and off the field. Okay, Joe Danaher.
Yes.
Let's dig into this. The final offer, and it was written by Mick Gleeson and Jake Nile in The Age today. The last offer that the Swans gave the Bombers was pick 9, which ironically they don't have yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick 9 and next year's first rounder.
Future first, yes.
But they want a second back.
They want a second back, okay. A second this year or a future second? It doesn't really matter.
I don't think it really matters.
So pick 5. So this is what I said to you yesterday. I mentioned about pick 5 and you said, why aren't they giving pick 5?
I maintain that question.
Put it back on them. And I just feel like at some point they need to make a stand as well and say, hey, Joe Danaher doesn't want to play your football club. I know you've got him for another year.
Yeah.
But then what happens after that?
It's a big unknown.
Yeah. So I felt like there was an opportunity just to strong arm a little bit and to put it back on Adrian Dodora and the Bombers. So they keep pick 5. Pick 9 they currently don't have, but they've thrown it out there saying when the Papley deal goes through, you can have that.
If the Papley deal goes through. Because we only deal Papley if you give us the indication that you'll accept the deal.
Yes.
It's quite funny when you're negotiating with a pick you don't have.
Yeah. So it's actually 2 first rounders for Joe Danaher, but they get a second in return.
Which is exactly what the Dylan Shield deal was going the other way last year.
Yeah.
And 2 first rounders and a second back.
My understanding was they didn't want to give anything back. They wanted it to be a standalone two first rounders.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
And I know they're very different players, but similar age profiles.
Shield and Danaher.
Yep.
Yep.
Who's worth more at the time of their trade?
At the time of their trade?
Well, I don't.
Shield.
Yeah.
Only because you know.
The injury.
Yeah. And that's the only reason that we're having this conversation and trying to work out what the value of Joe Danaher is.
But
are we saying Joe Danaher from. We're going back 3 years to find his best football.
It's a long time.
It's a very long time.
But let me ask you this. Doesn't that value change when you consider how rare 200-centimetre 60-metre kicking, goal-kicking forwards are compared
Absolutely.
And this is no disrespect to Dylan Shield.
Yeah.
But there's quite a lot of good midfielders in the competition.
They get called dime a dozen. Midfielders are just dime a dozen. There's lots of really good ones.
And Dylan Shield's at the top end of that bracket.
And I love Dylan Shield. So
and had a great year.
It's not a knock on him, but you feel like you could replace a Dylan Shield more than you could replace Joe Danaher.
I'm just putting myself in Essendon's shoes.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm saying.
But you're playing the Essendon point of view as well. So you're telling me that Joe Danaher will get back to his best. So you want the maximum draft picks return.
Yep.
We both agree. So we're sort of playing devil's advocate a little bit. But that hasn't been Joe Danaher for 3 years now.
No.
Joe Danaher had played 15 games the last 2 years in a row. So he's played 30 games in the last 2 years opposed to 11.
Yeah, and kicked 70 goals.
A completely different conversation. Joe Danaher every day of the week is more valuable than Dylan Shield.
So I can't believe we're getting to this. I'm honestly that surprised. But I think now if I'm Essendon, I'm just waiting until they offer 5 and 9.
And worst case scenario, Joe gets fit, healthy, hopefully falls back in love with the footy club and he's there next and wants to play good football next year.
I think the Swans now know that they have to offer 5 and 9.
You're big on this. We had a bit of a disagreement about this yesterday. You're strong on, I think I heard Damien Barrett say something similar, that Sydney have to get this deal done after the amount of work they've put into it.
I think 5 and 9 is overs for Joe Danaher.
Yes.
Just want to make that clear.
Yes.
But I think the way that the negotiations have gone, and I'm not positive that they've been handled brilliantly by both clubs, I think 5 and 9's going to be the only thing that gets it done.
What happens if it was as simple as 9 and a future first? So say it's around the same number.
So I would take that if I was Essendon.
Yep. So 9 and next year's 9 roughly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you hope that the Swans have a poor year and it becomes 9 and 6. That's a good deal for a bloke who hasn't played in 2 years. That's a good deal.
I asked you this yesterday and I want to ask you, once again off the back of this, what's just come out in the last 24 hours. If Joe Danaher does stay at Essendon for another 12 months.
Yeah, which is looking like a 50-50 chance.
And we're in the exact same situation we are right now in 12 months' time. That Joe Danaher says, I want to explore my free agency options. I'd like to leave. Essendon has every right to match that offer. Mm-hmm. That is a completely different conversation about holding someone to their contract and wanting them to be at their football club to then saying...
Trying to get the best deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But
it's
also saying, no, we're forcing you to stay here now because we are going to match that offer and you're finishing football here.
Yeah, but he still doesn't have to accept the offer. That's the thing that often gets lost in the matching. So you can match.
Yes.
So, you know, Sydney offered 5 years and $1 million just to make it an easy number. Essendon say, yep, we've got the salary cap room. We'll match. We'll prove it with the AFL.
Yes.
This is our room. And Joe says, thanks for matching. I'm still going. They organise a trade.
Then they have to trade.
Yep. And then Sydney have the whip hand a little bit, depending on what happens at the draft. But Sydney have more of the whip hand because it's like, well, you can't force us to give you something ridiculous like you tried with last year. Mm. We'll let him nominate for the draft. We'll get him to put a big figure on his head. And
well, what's better for Sydney? If you could get a commitment from
him now.
But if you could get a commitment from Joe Danaher right now saying
for next year,
yeah.
You can't do that.
Why? Why can't you have a conversation?
Because you and I know, Dow, that too much can change in the space of 12 months.
Well, if you're Adrian Dodoro, you are hoping. The words are he falls back in love with the footy club.
Yeah, so a lot can change. Says, yeah, no, I'll come in 12 months and then, oh, my groin's all right. Oh, I'm playing great footy. Oh, the Bombers
but
are flying.
Swans,
no, I'm staying.
If the Swans aren't going to give up 5-9, they've had every opportunity to this point, and all that we've heard from reports is 5-9 have never been on the table together.
Mm.
Why don't they make the call and say, Swans fans, it didn't work this year. Cool your jets.
It's a great game of chicken. It's an amazing game of chicken. We've talked about posturing. This is now, there's a two unstoppable forces heading towards each other, and one of them's going to have to pull out.
Posturing's become my favourite word in trade period. Everything's posturing.
Yeah.
You said you think it looks dreadful for the Swans. I don't feel like that. I feel that they don't need...
No, you and I strongly disagree.
They don't need Joe Danaher this year.
No, but it doesn't matter whether they need him or not. They've told him they're going to get him. Get the deal done.
If they can get him in 12 months' time and not give up 5-9 this year...
You don't know that they can. You don't know. You just can't predict the future. And if you can, I would like to get the Tats Lotto numbers for you for next Tuesday, please.
I'll tell you them on Wednesday.
This is Telstra AFL Trade Radio. Telstra is Australia's best mobile network with greater reliability and faster speeds in more places. Trade mornings for IG Markets, 45 years of financial experience. There's our chat on Joe Danaher. A lot depends on Joe Danaher. And two of those players are Tom Papley and Jack Martin, who are still in limbo. We will discuss all the ramifications and machinations with those two players when we return right after this on Telstra AFL Trade Radio.